Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of August 15th, 2011. The current issue starts off with a cover story on the world of finance. We look at the recent stock market meltdown. Chemical stocks plunge as fears grow over the weakening macroeconomic outlook. We start off with a story contributed by Kevin Swift, the chief economist for the American Chemistry Council. He warns that the slowing recovery threatens chemicals. Global chemical production could increase at about 5% through 2013, but the growth gap between developed and emerging economies is expanding, and the slowing pace of recovery raises the specter of another downturn. Then, ICIS Chemical Business includes its quarterly update on mergers and acquisitions, or M&A. M&A is strong amid nervous prosperity. Chemical mergers and acquisitions activity hits peak levels, but global macro factors are cause for concern, so there is much to look out for in the coming months. The latest issue also has a special feature looking at India. The country has a slew of new capacity due to come on stream in the next few years as it leverages a stronger global position in polymers and petrochemicals. And to start it off, we feature a detailed map of all the new and ongoing projects going on in the nation. A detailed analysis of the profitability of polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, in India. The polymers prospects are huge in the subcontinent, with consumption growing and some forecasts bullish. Consumption of the polymer has expanded steadily at around 10% per year in the past decade. Domestic production has increased, but at a slower pace, creating room for imports, which were estimated at some 660,000 metric tons in the 12 months ending March 31st. Investments in India's key end-use sectors, such as agriculture and infrastructure, are forecast to rise substantially in the next few years, which should boost the nation's PVC demand. Then, in the regular columns presented every week in ICIS Chemical Business, we have articles looking at such topics as: the increased use of fuel blending in China is likely to boost methanol growth there. Persistent safety problems at Formosa Plastics giant facility in Taiwan have drawn severe sanctions from local authorities. Despite the debottlenecking plans of several U.S. producers, the price of titanium dioxide, or TiO2, is expected to continue to rise. All this and so much, much more can be found in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. It's the best source of information about the global chemical market, so you shouldn't be without it. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.